Blog Talk Radio.
Woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, neither a man put on a woman's garment, for that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. So women, you are not to wear pants. Now I saw a couple of women preaching this week on different television shows wearing pants. You are not to do that. That's what it says. If you believe in the written word in the Bible, and I read from King James Version of the Bible, the old type Bible. I am wondering who is it on the other line, and I'm curious. I want to answer, but I will not, because it will probably throw me off worse than I am already. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, chapter 30, and read from there. Also, What else did I want to say? I can't remember. I'm not going to blame it on old age. I'll just say, I can't remember. Let's start reading at Proverbs chapter 30. It reads, "And the words of Agru, the son of Jacob, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ittel." And I probably am pronouncing his name wrong. "Even unto Ittel, and you call." I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. That is Agru speaking, I think. "Who has ascended up unto heaven, or descended?" That means going down. Descended means going down. "Who has gathered the winds in his fist? Who has bound the waters of garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou canst tell, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And though not all unto the world, lest he reprove." Reprove means to scold or to rebuke or admonish. That's just some of the definition of the word reprove you. "And thou be found a liar. Two things I have required of thee. One, dignity of me and them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies." So those are the two things. "Give neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain." And the word vain means uselessness. "Accuse not a servant unto my master." What is this note? "A list of callers will appear." Excuse me. Verse 10. "Accuse not a servant unto his master, unless he curse thee, and thou be found guilty. There is a generation that curses their father, and doest not bless their mothers. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaws are as knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among men. These horse leech has two daughters, try giving try crying, giving. There are many. There are three things that are not satisfied. Yea, four things say not it is enough. So they're never satisfied and it's not enough. The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and fire that says not is enough. The eyes that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother. The raven and the valley shall be plucked out of it, and the young eagles shall eat it. The young eagles will eat the raven. That's what I'm understanding. Further, let me say this. Verse 18. There be three things which are too wonderful for me. Yea, four, which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. So those are the four things that he says he don't know. Which is the way of an adulterous woman? She eateth and wipeth her mouth and says, I have done no wickedness. Well, what is that? She's done no disrespect? Or she has done no disturbance or upset anyone? I don't know what that means. I'll just try to read what the Bible says. For these three things, the earth is disquieted, that is unpleasant. And four, which is not bare, which it cannot bear. For the servant, when he reigns, is a fool when he is full with meal. For an arduous woman, that's an unpleasant woman, when she is married, and handmaid that is heir to her mistress. There be four things which are little upon the earth. They are exceeding wise. The ant people, not strong, yet they prepare their meal in summer. The coonies are rabbits, are but feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The rabbits do that. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them by hand, by bands. Number three, the spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. There be three things which go well, yea, there are, let me read that again. There are three things which go well, yea, four comely in going. The lion, which is the strongest beast, and turneth not away for many. The greyhound, a goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast taught evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of the wrath, and the wrath brings forth strife. Let me read verse 33 again, and that will be finishing. We will be finishing up Psalms 30. It says, surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath, and wrath means anger, bringeth forth strife, and strife it can mean conflict. So we have read chapter 30 in its entirety of Proverbs. May God add a blessing in the reading and understanding to his word that has been read. Now, I will go to, I will turn to Acts. And of course, you know that we are in Sabbath school, and I think, where are we to read? It says, Acts 19. That's what I wrote last week, and that's what we are to read. But first, I should have a prayer, and then after that, introduce myself. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and every day. I praise and thank you for allowing me to wake every day and sleep peacefully every night. I want to thank you for all of the nice service that I received yesterday at DMC. That's Detroit Medical Center. Father, thank you for all of them who serviced me on yesterday. They were kind. I don't know why they were so kind. I was surprised. Thank you for allowing those people who serviced me yesterday to be nice to me. I thank you, Father, for a right mind, a perfect health, and for allowing us prosperity starting today. Thank you, Father. Father, let us remember we are your sheep and not the devil's. Thank you for protecting us from natural disasters here in Detroit, Michigan, as well as from chemical disasters every day and night. Thank you for your protection of us sheep. Thank you. We are not Satan's sheep. Thank you, Father, for saving us from Satan night and day. And if the people can remember the song that I have chosen by Jesus is Love by Lionel Richie, if they listen to it, let them listen to it and obey it night and day, that is 24/7. I pray in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. And I now shall introduce myself. And most of you know who I am, although I get no respect from some of you. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Oh, those people has called back. Who is the host? It says host. Well, that's me. I'm Sandra Harris. I am the host. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day. And of course, this is the Sabbath day. We're to keep it holy. And if you do not believe me, find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's handy. I might say something that you want to write down. And the three P's are pen, paper, and pencil. You can jot down any references or scriptures that I might say to you. And I've already given you one this morning, and that is found in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, that you might want to jot down. Deuteronomy, that's spelled Deuteronomy, 22, chapter 22, verse 5, that the woman shall not wear that pertaineth unto a man, neither a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination unto God. You are playing around with God. Now, I sometimes put on, I sleep in women's pants, pajamas every night. And I think that, I hope God will forgive me for that, because I plan on sleeping in my pajama pants every night. Welcome to Sabbath School. We are in chapter 19 today. It says, Paul goes to Ephesus. That's what it says. Well, let's start reading chapter 19. And it came to pass that as Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples, and said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, If we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. And Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that you should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, baptized in the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake in tongues and prophesied. And when they spake in tongues, they did not speak in tongues like saying, just saying something that they made up. They spoke in another language as and prophesied. Verse 7, and all the men were about 12, and he went unto the synagogue and spake boldly in the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the keep. Excuse me, I'm having the belt. The kingdom of God. Let me read verse 8 again. I'm still belting. Excuse me. And he went unto the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers, and that means several or many, were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, saying daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years. Verse 10, I'm going to start reading it. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, and Jews and Greeks. And God God wrought, that means to shape a special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So Paul was able to, God gave him special miracles. He was brought to the sick handkerchiefs and aprons. Did you know that, sheep? If you did not know that, now you do. You know that Paul brought handkerchiefs and aprons to the sick, and disease departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. So with the handkerchief and aprons, diseases went out of the people, as well as evil spirits and their sicknesses. Whatever they had, they were healed. Verse 13, then certain of a vagabond Jew exorcist took upon them to call over them which had evil spirit, the name of the Jew, the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me read verse 13 again, because I'm not reading it well. And I thank God that I had the time to try to make it sound well. Verse 13, a certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists took upon them to call over them which evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preached." And that word adjure, I cannot remember what it meant. So that's what we are to look up. You look it up. It's spelled A-D-J-U-R-E. I will look it up this week too. And hopefully I will tell you what it means next week. I will probably forget, but I hope not. Verse 14, "And there were seven sons of one Sukkah," and that means high priest, "of Sceva." It's spelled S-C-E-V-A. "And the evil spirits entered into Jesus," I know. "And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?' And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. He beat them up so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded." They were, excuse me, they were naked and wounded. Okay, what I understand this is being, the sons of, there were seven sons of a high priest, and the chief priest, which did so. God, help me explain this right now. I'm talking to these people on the radio. And I have 12 minutes left and a lot to go. There were the chief priest. He tried to preach or bring out spirits on a man, and he tried to do so in the name of Jesus, as Paul had done. And the Spirit said, "I know Jesus, I know Paul, but who are you?" And then the spirits leaped on them, the seven sons of the high priest, and they were Jews, and that spirit beat them up. They came out of the house naked and wounded. Verse 17, and this was known to all the Jews and Greeks, and also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Verse 18, and many believed, came and confessed and showed their deeds. Verse 19, many of them also which were curious, which used curious art, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them. It was found 50,000 pieces of silver. So those who practiced incurious arts burned their books. That's what he's saying. And they burned about 50,000 pieces of them in silver, he's saying. And what else is he saying? Let's read on. Verse 20. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been here, I must go also see Rome. And so after leaving Macedonia and the word Achaia, he said he must go to Jerusalem, saying, I have been there. I must go to Rome. Verse 22. So he sent into Macedonia two of them that ministered with him, Timotheus and Epicurus. But he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And then, verse 23, in the time there arose in a small stir about the way, a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made shrines for Diana, was brought with for Diana brought no small gain unto their crafts, so they were paid well for making Diana shrines. Verse 25, whom he called to work with the workmen of like occupation, and said, sirs, you know that this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone in Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no God, which are made by hand. So those shrines which are made by hand, Paul is telling the people that they be no gods. Verse 22, he was doing what he was supposed to do. Verse 22, so he sent unto Macedonia two of them and ministered unto him. Well, that was verse 25, because Paul had said that, let me just read it over, starting at verse 2 down. I don't know what my computer is now saying, but I am being disturbed by what it's saying. Verse 22. So he sent into Macedonia two of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus and Epicurus, but he found himself stayed in Asia for a season. And the same time there arose a small stir about that way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver. Oh, no, I'm not going to finish reading all this. Shrines for Diana brought no small gain unto their craftsmanship. craftsmanship, he, whom he called together with the workmen of his black occupation, said, "Sirs, you know by the craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul persuaded and turned away much people, saying they be no God, which are made by with hand." Verse 27. So they not only, so that not only this our craft is in danger, but set at naught. Naught means zero or nothing, but also the temple of the great Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all of Asia and the world worship. And when they heard, and when they had heard these things, they were full of wrath. Wrath means anger, and cried out, saying, "Great Diana of the effort of Ephesians, and whom the city and all the craft." I read that wrong. Let me read verse 29 again. "And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gainas and Asteras, men of Macedonia," excuse me, some water here, let's try to pick up. "The whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gainas and Asteras, men of Macedonia, Paul's companion in travel, they rushed with one accord into the excuse me. Into the theater." I'm going to stop it because I'm coughing. I will try to pick up next week at verse 30 and have a closing prayer to our Father saints, or our Father's sheep. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for protecting us, even through our sleep, protecting us in the day and in the night while we are mostly asleep. Thank you for protecting us in Yeshua's name, known as Jesus. Thank you very much. If you have time, please go to Amazon and purchase my three books, The Unseen, The Broken Plant, and The Passing. They're all under $20. I thank you for that. I'll see you next week, if it's God's will. Don't forget, purchase my book. See you next week. If it is God's will, and you'll find that in Peter chapter 4. Father, forget what scripture. God will
help your children.
You don't know what is coming. What
don't let them fall.
We don't know what the next
by the side of the road. That heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know got to walk on.
Worship her. You worship
walk on
God.
Through temptation. 'Cause he loves.
Sure.
And his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth. And his word will be our salvation.